In August, we had, for lack of a better term, just a mold intrusion. Not sure quite how it got into the building.
That's Brad Christensen, Director of Real Estate Asset Management for the City of Mobile, which owns the Sanger.
It was mostly on the ceilings of a number of areas throughout the theater, but we have it all remediated now and trying to do our best to keep it from happening again.
During the closing, the city also cleaned the stonework on the front of the theater and performed an architectural inspection of the Mobile Icon. Officials aren't sure when the Sanger's last face washing was, but it was a long time ago. Brad Christensen.
In the architect's assessment, he said the building is really in great shape. The outside masonry walls are all in wonderful shape. No signs of cracking or real major deterioration.
The Sanger was built at a cost of $750,000. If that sounds like a bargain, remember when that was. The Sanger was built in 1927. Silent moviegoers at that time were lining up for films like The General with Buster Keaton. The Sanger's first showing was Eagle of the Sea with Florence Vidor and Ricardo Cortez. The Sanger Theater had the added novelty of air conditioning.
You could come down, ride the streetcar, come downtown, see a movie for a nickel, get a popcorn for a nickel, and actually sit in the air condition.
That's Chris Benton. He's booking director for the Sanger.
We're the home of the Mobile Symphony Orchestra. They perform 18 shows a year, a weekend every month for 9 months. So it's a very wide range of performances.
That included vaudeville shows back in the 1920s, and more recently, the very first Junior Miss pageant.
The Sanger has entertained generations of Mobilians.
Jennifer Zogby, city spokeswoman for Mobile.
My father came as a schoolboy from his downtown school to watch movies in the Sanger. And his oldest sister was born in a house on this block before the Sanger ever existed. So generations of Mobilians have connections with the Sanger, and it is vital to downtown and to our whole city identity.
Benton said the Sanger story has reflected local and national history for the last century.
We hear stories from all walks of life, you know, back when the balcony was segregated, about how they remember going through the colored entrance and having to sit upstairs, to I got proposed to in the balcony at intermission at a show.
December 7th, 1941, a day of infamy. Even as Japanese diplomats were conferring with Secretary of State Hull on peace measures, planes were swooping down on Pearl Harbor.
People have told us they were sitting in the theater watching a movie when the lights came up and over the PA it was announced that we had just been bombed at Pearl Harbor.
In an hour and 5 minutes, the battleship Arizona was completely destroyed and four others severely damaged. Three other battleships and three...
Chris Benton said the Sanger story has been intertwined with local and national history for the last century.
I mean, every kind of story that you can imagine. This building is interwoven into people's lives.
Nearly 3,000 casualties added to the catastrophe.
Nostalgia notwithstanding, Chris Benton said the Sanger has been a linchpin in the effort to bring businesses back to downtown Mobile.
Mayor Mike Dow at the time had an idea called String of Pearls, and the Sanger was kind of that major pearl in the necklace, so to speak. And he felt like if he could get control of the Sanger and we could get the level of activity to grow, that would give people a reason to come back downtown. And if he could get people to come back downtown, they would need a place to eat and drink. They would want it to be safe and clean. It would put money into parking lots and hotels. It was like throwing a pebble into a pond and watching the ripple effect start in the center and go out from there.
A 1927 Mobile Register story said entering the theater was like taking a walk through a palace. Today, the elegant plasterwork remains. The paint, seat upholstery, and carpeting have all been restored. Much of the artwork, the paintings, sculpture, and tapestries described in 1927, however, are gone, sold when the building was to be torn down in 1971. Penton said one small statue of the Greek god Pan was returned and restored, but they're still looking for the rest.
We don't know where anything else has ended up, but if there's anybody out there that has anything and wants to get it back to the theater, we would be more than happy to put it in its rightful place.
As the Sanger enters the decade in which we'll mark its centennial, Mobilians are working to preserve this part of their legacy for the future. In Mobile, I'm Guy Busby for Alabama Public Radio.